What is clear in South Africa today, and based on the recent polls, is that the ANC will be losing a majority at the national level for the first time. So with the prospect of losing national vote, the ANC has become paranoid. Initially, the ANC was not concerned about the Umkhonto or Sizwe party's formation. It only became worried once the former president, Jacob Zuma, announced that he's going to campaign for that party. And given that the former president, Jacob Zuma, is still a cult ruler and is loved, the ANC has observed that the MK party or Umkhonto or Sizwe party is gaining momentum.
Professor, what is the likely outcome from this court filing that the ANC is looking for?
The ANC wants to see the Umkhonto or Sizwe declared to be registered incorrectly. It wants the Umkhonto or Sizwe to cease to exist. And once the Umkhonto or Sizwe ceases to exist, it would have removed a threat. So that is the only thing that the ANC wants. It wants the Umkhonto or Sizwe not to be on the ballot.
Is it a trademark for the name that they are concerned about?
Well, it is less of a trademark for the name. They are using that as an excuse. Their worry is they want Jacob Zuma to be ruled out from playing any political role in South Africa. They want to make sure that Jacob Zuma cannot campaign for any other party. Because any party that Jacob Zuma is going to join, he's going to bring the masses of support that he has been evidenced by the growing support that Umkhonto or Sizwe is registering.
Is it likely that the court can deregister the MK party for this?
The courts in this country take two approaches when matters are brought before them. One is to look at the technicalities. Sometimes the courts look at the substance. If it is issues of technicality, the court will look at whether Umkhonto or Sizwe was properly registered. If it was not, and they find a loophole, then the ANC wins. But if the court were to look at the substance, it may as well come to it that the challenge is frivolous, that the ANC is avoiding a political contest. In that case, the ANC's position will be dismissed.
And then former President Jacob Zuma is also in the midst of it.
Yeah, he's in the midst of it, and that is the only reason why the ANC is doing this, because it knows that the former president is still a cult ruler. They know that he enjoys a lot of support on the ground. There have been stories that the Ramaphosa is popular, but that is actually nonsense. Jacob Zuma remains the most popular president after Mandela in this country.
Elections are coming up on May 29th. When do you think the court will rule?
Well, they will not take more than a week. The court could as well rule in the next coming few days on this matter.